Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the NFL draft. We're going to talk about first round picks, all that stuff, top 10 picks, top 5 picks. The conversation right now in the New Orleans Saints sphere is that, well, part of it, is that the Saints are messing up their draft position by winning games. And I've been explaining for like 2 years now that there is no correlation in a franchise success rate winning moving forward with a top, with the first overall pick, top three pick, top five pick, whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay. It is a 100% psyop by ESPN to make you watch the NFL draft. That's it. They have to prop up the draft, make you care about it, make you watch that presentation of the first round every year like it's the Super Bowl. And people do. And it's one of the biggest events in the NFL calendar. Okay? So people have been tricked into thinking that it is better for you to mortgage your franchise to actually lose games, risk everything for a chance to take a player at a certain top five, top 10, top three, whatever. All right, so we're going to look at this. I got some metrics pulled up. Now, I've done this video a bunch of different ways, and I'm going to do it a different way this time because I know a lot of people have already seen me talk about this before. So I did some research. I had my research intern pull up some numbers for me. Now, again, I'm not saying the picks don't matter. I'm not saying just trade all your first-round picks. Doesn't matter. No one needs them. Who cares? I'm saying that just because you have a top three pick, top five pick, top 10 pick, first overall pick, does not mean that as a franchise, you're going to jump up. It's actually usually the opposite. Usually the teams that are in the top three, top five, top 10 the most are the worst franchises. And it makes sense when you think about it, okay? When you are in the top three, when you are in the top five, when you are the first overall pick, you are failing at a spectacular level. Your coaches are failing, your players are failing, your front office is failing. Everything is failing. Everything is wrong, unless you get it in a trade or something. But beyond that, it's broken. Right, like the franchise is broken to a certain level to where you are picking at that position. At best, you've got like a 48-ish% chance to even hit on the player. So to say like you want to lose to boost your draft pick, you're saying I want the whole infrastructure of the franchise to be bad. So I've got a 45-ish% chance to hit on a player. Which, even if I hit on the player, he could get injured, he could not be, you know, there's a varying level of degrees of how good they can possibly be, all right? So let's take a look at this. I picked these teams. These are some of the worst franchises in the NFL, and then some of the best or most consistent or steadiest franchises in the NFL. Now, in order to make sure that I wasn't just picking like, oh, well, this is just when this quarterback played or whatever, this is the last 25 years. 25 years, all right? That's a lot of quarterbacks. That's a lot of coaches. That's a lot of owners. That's a lot of GMs. That's a lot of moving pieces. And this is how it stacks up. The Jacksonville Jaguars in that time span have had 18 top 10 picks. 18 of 25 years, they've had a top 10 pick. That is nuts, okay? They've had a top 5 pick. 9 times. They've had a top 3 pick 6 times. And then a little note here. They also have had first overall pick back-to-back years once. Okay, in that time span, they are 155 and 246. They're almost 100 games under 500 with 18 top 5 picks in 25 years, or top 10 picks. The Jets have had 13 top 10 picks in 25 years, including 7 top 5 picks and 3 top 3 picks. In that time span, they are 167 and 234. The Cleveland Browns have had 13 top 10 picks, 8 top 5 picks, 6 top 3 picks, and they've had the first overall pick back-to-back times twice. Twice, okay? That's nuts. Again, in that time span, they are 139 and 261-1. They're almost 130 games under 500. The Las Vegas Raiders and the Oakland Raiders at certain points of this have had 11 top 10 picks in the last 25 years. Six in the top five, two in the top three. In that time span, they're 151-250. Those two top three picks were the first overall pick and the second overall pick. With those picks, they took Jamarcus Russell and Robert Gallery. Okay? I thought Robert Gallery was going to be incredible out of Iowa. I thought he was the greatest player of all time. So think about the Raiders. Think about if you're a Raiders fan saying, man, we should tank. We should tank here. We got the greatest quarterback prospect in the history of the NFL, which Jamarcus Russell was. And then we've got the greatest offensive line prospect in the history of the NFL, which Robert Gallery was. And you whiff on both of them. And everyone would have. Jamarcus Russell would have been taken first overall by every single team in the NFL. Whiff. Trevor Lawrence would have been taken first overall by every team in the NFL. Whiff. Now let's look at some good franchises. The Patriots, in that time span, four times they were in the top 10. Twice they were in the top five the last 2 years. Once they were in the top three. 276-125. But James is Tom Brady. The Chiefs, in that time span, six times they're in the top 10. Four times in the top five. Twice in the top three. In that time span, 231-170. And it's crazy, too, because if you go back and you look at when these franchises were in there, so like when the Chiefs were in the top five, they're taking players like Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey. Like, they are whiffing on these picks. And even the good franchises, when they get put in that position, a lot of the times they whiff. And we'll talk about that later. The Eagles, in the last 25 years, have had four top 10 picks, two top five picks, two picks in the top three. One of them was Carson Wentz. Okay. The other was Lane Johnson. The Steelers, this is incredible. The Steelers and the Ravens are incredible. Oh, the Ravens, sorry. The Ravens and the Steelers are the craziest of the whole bunch. The Ravens, in the last 25 years, I'm pretty sure they, when did the Ravens begin? Like 1998, something like that? In the last 25 years, the Ravens have picked in the top 10 twice. Twice! They have never, ever, in the last 25 years, picked in the top five or the top three. And they've been one of the most consistent franchises in the last 25 years. And two times they've picked in the top 10. The Pittsburgh Steelers, in that time span, the Ravens have been 238-163. The Pittsburgh Steelers, in the last 25 years, have picked in the top 10 once. And the one time they did was at pick number 10, which was Devin Bush. So they've picked in the top nine zero times in the last 25 years. The last 25 years. And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. In that time span, with zero top nine picks and one top 10 pick, who was Devin Bush, the Steelers managed to be 253-145-3. Okay. The Green Bay Packers in the last 25 years have had three top 10 picks, one top five pick, zero top three picks. In the last 25 years, the Ravens, Steelers, and Packers have drafted in the top five a combined one time. Once. In that time span, the Packers are 251-147-3. And it's funny, too, because it's like, well, they got their quarterback. And that kind of makes my point, too. Packers, when do they get their quarterback? Not in the top 15 for Rodgers, not in the top 15 for Jordan Love, not in the top 15 for Brett Favre. Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, not in the top 10. Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, pick 32. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts, not in the first round. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, not in the top five, right? 10th overall. Patriots, Drake May, the man, for sure. There you go, as of right now at least. And then Tom Brady, of course, was certainly not in the first round. Some news and notes here. We went over most of them. The Los Angeles Rams, this is also insane. The Los Angeles Rams have had one first-round pick, one, in the last 7 seasons. 6 of the last 7 seasons, the Rams haven't even made a first-round pick. And you've got people drooling all over their keyboard saying that the Saints should risk the franchise, risk the development of Kellen Moore, Tyler Shuck, all of their rookies, Kelvin Banks, risk everything so that they can have a high first-round pick. Meanwhile, the Rams, in 6 of the last 7 years, they don't even show up on draft night. They're playing Fortnite with the boys. Okay? Now, think about this. What about when you hit the picks? Because it's easy to be like, well, yeah, I mean, I understand, like, if you, but the reward, right? I understand the risk. I understand all that, but the reward is so high. But what if you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you make arguably the two best back-to-back picks you could possibly make in the draft? You draft Joe Burrow, first overall, franchise quarterback, one of the best quarterback prospects coming out. He's as every good as advertised. He is the man, okay? Then you take Ja'Marr Chase, best wide receiver in the NFL, absolute hit, superstar, stud, nailed it. Quarterback, wide receiver, you're good to go. You nailed your picks, right? Worth tanking, worth every bit of it. What happens then? You go 48, 47, and 1. Since drafting Joe Burrow, and then the next year drafting Ja'Marr Chase, the Bengals are 48, 47, and 1. Nailed the picks, incredible players. Joe Burrow is arguably like a top three quarterback in the league. He is an absolute superstar. Ja'Marr Chase, absolute superstar. Nailed the picks. 48, 47, and 1. Just for fun, let's see what the Pittsburgh Steelers is since 2020. With the combination of Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett. So what are we trying to beat? 48, 47, and 1? Let's see. 57, 39, and 1. With who the hell knows? With Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, whoever. 57, 39, and 1. 48, 47, 1. How's this possible? Kenny Pickett, Joe Burrow, Mason Rudolph, Ja'Marr Chase. Again, the point of this is to illustrate that it's about way more than a singular draft pick. Even if you hit the pick or two picks, there's so much more that goes into a team, right? Is your offensive line good? Is your coach good? Is the infrastructure good? How do you handle contracts? How does your franchise handle this? Like, that, all of that goes into it. It is not just bad team takes good player, bad team becomes good team. We saw that in this image right here. Right? Remember, we saw it in this image. The last 25 years, the Jaguars, Jets, Browns, and Raiders have lived in the top 10, the top 5, the top 3, and it hasn't mattered at all. Meanwhile, Patriots, Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens, Steelers, Packers are never, ever in the top 5, top 3, rarely in the top 10, and it doesn't matter at all because they're good franchises. And they find players, develop players, they have good infrastructure, even during bad times, even when they miss, right? Steelers missed on Kenny Pickett. Eagles missed on Carson Wentz. Happens. Chiefs missed on Glenn Dorsey, Tyson Jackson. Happens. Doesn't matter. They keep moving. Find a way. They're a good franchise. Okay? The idea of being upset or mad that your team is actually winning games, especially for the Saints. Because with the Saints, they have so many young players and so many rookies. The only way they can win games is if the rookies and the young players and the young coaches or whatever, if it's actually working. So a win means Tyler Shuck is good. Devin Neal's working out. Kelvin Banks is working out. Talise Fuaga is working out. Kellen Moore is working out. Brandon Staley is working out. Quincy Riley is working out. Jonas Senker is working out. Danny Stutzman is working out. It means all those players are taking a step in developing and moving forward. What did I just name? Like 15 players and coaches? So on this side, you can have 15 players and coaches developing and moving forward. Or you can trade that for a 40% chance to hit on a pick. And that's high. 40% is high. It is not 40%. But a 40% chance to hit on a pick. One player. That's the trade. That is the trade you're making when you want to lose to go higher in the draft. There is not a single metric out there. Not one. There's not a single metric that says that losing, high draft pick, all of that will catapult a franchise to success. Like we've seen in this video, there's actually a tremendous amount of data that says the opposite. Bad teams stay bad teams. Good teams stay good teams. It's not this yo-yo of, well, the Browns are horrible, but they have back-to-back first overall picks. Now the Browns are good for 10 years. Doesn't happen, right? Oh my God, the Jaguars are absolutely terrible, but now they have 18 years of being in the top 10. They're an absolute dynasty. Doesn't happen. They don't win at all. They don't go to the playoffs. They don't do nothing. All right, well, let's take a look at some of those picks, shall we? So I've done this before. I know people have seen this before. This is the Jaguars' first round picks since 2001, all right, last 25 years. 13, 9, 7, 9, 21, 28, 21, 8, 8, 10. This stretch right here is crazy. 8, 8, 10, 10, 5, 2, 3, 3, 5, 4, 29, 7, 9, 1, 1. And in these 2 years, they have, are these 3 years in a row, 3 years in a row, they have two first round picks, and two of those 3 years, they've got the first overall pick. Think about that. Think about these picks. 8, 8, 10, 10, 5, 2, 3, 3, 5, 4, 29, 7, 9, and 20, 1, and 25, 1, and 27. And the Jaguars are begging to be over 500. Begging. And some of these picks they nailed. Jalen Ramsey, great pick. Good job. Did what you had to do. Right? Like, not all of these are just complete misses. Some of them, sure. But not all of them. I mean, four top 10 quarterbacks. Four in 22 years. Myron Leftwich, Blaine Gabbert, Blake Bortles, Trevor Lawrence. They, quote-unquote, tanked for four top 10 quarterbacks in, what I say, 22 years? In 22 years. Leftwich, miss. Bortles, miss. Gabbert, miss. Lawrence, miss. And this is what you want? You want this right here? Saints fans? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 straight years in the top 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 14 of 15 years in the top 10. With two of those being first overall. 15 years of suck. 15 years of top 10 picks. First overall picks. Like, imagine that. The Saints have been bad for 2 years. Saints were 9-8 a couple years ago. And you got, and Saints fans are saying that they can't do this anymore. It's been 2 years. Imagine 15 years of this. 15 years of just being horrible. just living in the top five. I mean, look at the stretch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 straight years in the top five. It's, I mean, 6 years ago. Think about how long 6 years ago is. Drew Brees is still playing. 6 years ago, Drew Brees was the quarterback of the team. 6 seasons in a row, they were in the top five, and it didn't mean a damn thing. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, be very, very careful what you wish for when it comes to losing and high draft pick and all that stuff. It just doesn't matter. I'll put the metrics back on the screen. What the hell is all this? Put the metrics back up there. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. And you can go and do it with a bunch of different franchises. I mean, I can't put every franchise on here, but feel free. Think about who are some of the worst franchises in the NFL? Who are some of the worst ones? And then think about, we can do the Saints real quick. We can do the Saints live. Let's do the Saints live. All right, I got my board out. I got my notes. Let's see. The New Orleans Saints have picked since 2001. This is when we're doing all this. They have picked in the top 10. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four times in the top 10. Make a note. 10. They did 4. In the top 5, they have done it 1. They've done it once. Done it once. Top 3, they've done it once. Okay, right, with Reggie Bush. And in that time span, so the Saints, so let's see. So if we were doing this chart, the Saints would be, they'd be one of the more steady franchises. And again, this is since 2001, okay, long time. So they'd be in the top 10 4 times, tied with the Patriots and the Eagles. They'd be top 5 once, which would be tied with the Packers. And they'd be in the top 3 once, tied with the Patriots. So the Saints definitely could be on this list as far as like consistency. And then their record since 2001 with 4 picks in the top 10. 218, 183. 218, not showing it, my fault. There it is. 218 and 183 since 2001 with 4 picks in the top 10. Okay. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what else you need. I don't know what else you need to see to prove it, but there isn't any correlation at all. That just doesn't happen. It's not a thing. So either listen to Mel Kiper and ESPN and sit down in your living room with a box of cereal and watch the draft, or listen to the face of the franchise and root for your team to win. All right. Thank you for watching. We'll see you in the next video.